Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In verse 4, Acts 1:4, being assembled together, Jesus had commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but do what?
Wait
for what? Now, did you put that with Galatians?
Yeah.
Why have we been redeemed? The last thing he said on that of the gospel was so we'd receive the promise of the Spirit. Wait for the promise of the Father. Which says he, you've heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. Oh, glory to God. Do we see? Jesus is excited about this. Can you see this? He said, oh, wait right here in Jerusalem, because the promise of the Father is just about to be fulfilled. The Spirit of God. So, verse 6, when they were to come together, you know, they asked him, and then he was taken out of their sight, went up in glory. And remember, that was part of the criteria when the Holy Ghost was going to come, because it said Jesus had not yet been glorified. Well, here it happens. And in chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost, how many understand the feast of Pentecost had foretold this? Century after century. Every time they had this feast, they were demonstrating the prophecy. Demonstrating the promise of God, what was going to happen. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Now let me stop right here. They're not just waiting on the Holy Spirit. They're waiting on the fulfillment of prophecy. They're waiting on the fulfillment of the promise. A lot of people take this verse in Luke 24:49 and practice tarrying to receive the Holy Spirit. I did for years. Wrongly. Did you hear me? Well, he told them to tarry and wait for the Holy Spirit, so we follow that biblical example. No, no, no. Notice it didn't say they were waiting for the Spirit. It didn't say, and when the Spirit decided to come. What happened? When the day that had been prophesied, when the time was fulfilled and the promise was completed and kept.
Right?
Then the Spirit came. And how many know he has not left?
Amen.
He has not gone anywhere. He came on this day and he's still here.
Amen.
He's still here. People are talking about, well, I have to tarry and wait for the Holy Ghost to receive him now. No, you don't. He's here. I said, he's here. You're not waiting on him. They were waiting on him until the day. But when the day of Pentecost was fully come, guess who's here? Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, because he was from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them cloven tongues like as a fire, and sat upon, not within, upon each of them. Oh, my, my, my. Guess who's in the house? Who is in the house? The Holy Ghost comes. Oh, my, my, my. This has been building for centuries. God's been referring to it for centuries. He's coming. I'm going to send him. He's coming. I'm going to pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And here's the day. They're all up there together. They're focused. They're doing what the Lord told them to. He said, wait right here. Wait, wait. And when the day came and prophecy was fulfilled, God kept his promise. And he sent the mighty Holy Spirit, his own Holy Spirit, from heaven. And when he came in the room, he wanted everybody to know he was there. He could have come in and nobody known. Now let's just stop right here. The Bible talks about even being born of the Spirit. We're the same Spirit we're born again of, the same Spirit we're filled and endued with power of. Not three or four Holy Ghosts, same Spirit. Different work of the same Spirit. And you know, Jesus told Nicodemus when he's asking about being born again, he said the Spirit of God and those born of the Spirit, he said it's like the wind. Right? And what is wind? Wind is air in motion. And we tend to think of air, so between you and I right now, is there anything?
Air.
People tend to think, well, there's nothing. Oh, there is. Atmosphere is not nothing.
That's right.
The air is something, but you see through it like it's not there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you don't think atmosphere is nothing, you ought to fly too high till you run out of it. Your engine won't run. You can't fly. Oh, no. This is, what is it? 8-something pounds a square inch or so. Is that what it is? I mean, it is, what is it? 14.7 what?
Pounds per square inch
is the atmosphere's weight on us and on everything. So you got that amount of the atmosphere and the air pushing on you and weighing on you right now. That's why you can breathe. There's pressure there to push air in your lungs. That's why it's so easy for you to breathe. You don't have to try to suck air from nowhere. It's already pressured to your mouth. You just have to go, let it in. But we're so used to it until people refer to it as nothing. You're looking through it right now at me. I'm looking through it at you. That's the way the Holy Spirit is. He's here. You don't see him. You can't say, I feel the air right now. But now when it gets to moving. Oh, come on, somebody. When the air gets to moving. Huh? Hold up your hand right in front of your face. Blow on it. You feel that?
Yeah.
What'd you feel?
Air.
You didn't see anything.
No.
Do it again. Look while you do it. You see it?
Yeah.
You didn't see it.
No.
But you felt it.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's in motion.
Yeah.
Moving.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit's here. He's in you. He's on you. He's around you. All the time. Most of the time you can't say, well, I see him and I feel him. Oh, but he can move. I said he can move. And when he moves, it's like the wind. It's like the air moving. Only it's not physical. It's bold, but very real. Spiritual. He's real. Spirit of God. I've had the Holy Ghost come get in the chair with me. I said, what do you mean? What? I thought he was supposed to be in you, Brother Keith. He is. But he's also in you. He's here and he's in Antarctica. And he's in heaven. Right? Remember the Psalm said, if I go to the highest place or the deepest place, you're there. He's everywhere. But not in manifestation everywhere to the same degree. The longer I go with this, the more I see. One of the biggest problems in us not being Spirit-led and living the Spirit-led life as we should is just simply not paying attention.
Right.
Not paying attention to Him. Like Brother Hagin used to always say, Brother Kenneth Hagin, my father in the faith, he said, you know, so many people are seeking after the spectacular and all the while missing the supernatural. They're seeking after something spectacular. They're trying to see a vision. They're trying to hear an angel. They're trying to have a hot flash and a cold flash. And all the while, the Holy Ghost is in them, endeavoring to lead and direct and teach, but it's not flashy enough for them. So they try to make something happen. Friend, don't try to make things happen. I'm going to fast and I'm going to pray and I'm going to push till God moves. God is moving and you don't know it. He is moving. He's moving all over the place. He does not need anybody to try to make him move or to tell him how to move and when to move. Not you, not me. What he's looking for is people that'll go with him and yield to him and and recognize him. Recognize him when he's saying something. Recognize him when he's moving and go, yep. Here I go. I'm going with him. That's him. I'm listening. I'll do it. Come on, guys, now. Not looking for the spectacular, but recognizing his abiding presence. Is the Holy Spirit, is he in you? Is he upon you? Those that are yielded to him particularly, is he upon you? All the time. All the time. But like the air, you get used to his presence, you're not aware. You don't think about him. Oh, but the more you pay attention to every time something comes up, every time you need to make a decision of any kind, you don't just start racking your brain or asking 12 people what they think you ought to do. You start looking inside. You go, okay, Holy Ghost, you're with me. You know everything. And don't try to hear a voice. I said, don't try to hear a voice. I said, don't try to hear a voice. And don't try to see things. Don't try to feel physical feelings. You'll get off. The Bible said the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit. Amen. What does that mean? Bears witness. Spiritual sense. Spiritual knowing. There's somebody inside you besides you. This is a big subject to cover on one Friday night. All I wanted to do, though, is that I believe the Lord directed us to, is to stir ourselves up to see how important this is to the Master. And to see this is one of the principal reasons he came and hung on the cross and redeemed us so that we could have the blessing of Abraham and receive the promised Spirit. The promised Spirit. Stand on your feet. Let me pray over you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Promised Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004J. That's R-1004J. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.